The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Nun Zayin. Today's daf is being studied by the Mishpat of Ram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Nun Vav Amud Bet, starting right from the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, we had a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The case we're discussing now is an almana married a Kohen Gadol, which is Isur obviously, or Gerusha, or a Halutza to a Kohen Hidyot, which is also Isur. We're talking over here at the stage of Kiddushin. So they just made stage number one Kiddushin, according to Rabbi Meir. At that point, if she is a Bat Kohen, she cannot go back to her house to eat Teruma. Now normally, at the Kiddushin stage, she would be allowed from the Torah to go home. She's a Bat Kohen to eat Teruma. Rabbi Meir says that he says that is going to be forbidden. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, they say no, only when there's actually a Bi'ah that took place between the Isur, the Gerusha and the Kohen, then already the Bi'ah makes her a halala and she becomes forbidden. Then we said everybody agrees in the case where, let's say, after the Kiddushin there was a divorce or a death of the husband, so even the Bimi'ir will say she can go back home to eat Teruma, which means this is only according to the Bimi'ir Behayav, when the husband is alive. Because since the Kiddushin can lead to a Bi'ah, so therefore he is Mahmir. But if she's not around, it cannot lead to a Bi'ah, he died, got divorced, in the Kanami, even according to Bimi, they allow the Teruma to be eaten, she can go back home. That's the way we understood the Mishnah. Now let's go start reading the Gemara. Gemara says, Tanya, we have a Braita. Amar Rabbi Meir said, Kal v'chomer, Zameikei Kal v'chomer. Uma kiddushe reshut, en ma'achinin, kiddushe avera, lo kol sheken. If a kiddushe reshut, which literally means, if it's a kiddushin which is permissible, and still a permissible kiddushin does not allow it to eat teruma, kiddushe avera lo kol sheken. Certainly, like in this case where the kiddushin was done ba'avera, certainly it should not allow it to eat teruma. He's trying to fortify his position. Now, what's the case of kiddushe reshut? So that she says, ma kiddushe reshut kegon Yisrael shekiddesh bat kohen. Let's say Yisrael married a bat kohen, she'en kiddushe avera tzarsin. Yisrael could marry a bat kohen, en ma'achinin, kedomar, en manichin otam de'echol, detan lekabana erusin poslim, which means once already she makes erusin to a Yisrael, so there's no more eating teruma for that lady. Which means the Yisrael does not, and that's a heter marriage. And he's so called sheken in the case over here where you have a bat kohen marrying a who's a gerusha, marrying a kohen, or the more so you should say that he's going to be osed her in a kiddushin which is permissible by the Israel to a bat kohen. The bat kohen loses the teruma. All the more so in the case of that was kiddushin heter. Well, the Mosul, the Kiddushe, Isur, Rabbi Meir challenged and said it should be Osir. So comes the Gemara and says, the rabbis answered him back, Amru lo, no, we don't like your analogy, Rabbi Meir. Imamarta be Kiddushe Reshut. The reason why Kiddushe Reshut, the way Rashi's understanding was when the Yisrael married the Bat Kohen, the reason that case we say he's not Machil, Sheken en lo lachil b'makom aher. Because he never feeds Terumah to anybody. No matter who he marries. Israel is not Machil Terumah. So that's why he's never has a question whether he can be machil teruma. Yisrael, no matter who he marries, no matter when he marries, cannot be machil teruma. Tomar bekedushi avera sheken yesh ol achim b'makom achayet. But kedushi avera, which means this kohen, true in this case. It's a question: can he machil or not? But a regular kohen is machil teruma. I mean, if a kohen marries in a regular case, everybody would agree he is machil teruma kohen. If he marries a regular bat yisrael in a normal case, so therefore you have no comparison. This guy has the potential to be machil. Look at that sheet. Tomar b'kedushi avera sheyesh to lekohen ze leachil b'makom acher b'ruya lo. Right. So therefore, your kal vachomer is not. Not a valid kavod, which means there's a difference between the cases intrinsically. You're bringing me a case of Yisrael that married a bat kohen. Yisrael never has ability to machil teruma. What are you talking about? But b'sheikar kohen, albeit in this case it's kedusha avera, but at least he has the ability to be machil teruma. So therefore, the Rabbi Shimon. Go against the Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Meir. Now, as she says in the second word, like Kach Shamati, this is the way I understood. Now, the Gemara till this point, Vilibim Megamgim. He says, but I'm not happy with this pshat the way I explained it. Hada de Enzel Lashon Hashas. It's because the language of the Shas is not good according to the way we interpreted it. Why? Ve'achi Ba'ya Lelememar Uma Kedushe Reshut Poslim. Which means the word kedusha reshut, the way that she understood is Yisrael marrying a bat kohen. So the language of the Gemara is Uma kedusha reshut en ma'achilin. Ma'achilin is not a language. What's the question? Ma'achilin. Ma'achilin. Yisrael is never ma'achil. That's not a. Which is the language of the Gemara should be Uma kedusha reshut poslin. Kedusha reshut is actually posel, because now that if she's a bat kohen and marries Yisrael, she cannot eat teruma. The language of en machilin is not a lashon that would fit by a Yisrael. He's not machil. There's no shela. He's machil. How can you? I would have a Yisrael can be machil. Of course not. In the English languages should be uma kedusha reshut poslin kol sheken kedusha avera poslin meleichol. So that's one question. Then she brings another question. We'll see this question after we read a little to the Gemara, so we can appreciate the second question. We need to appreciate it. But then go to the Lashon Acher. It's fourth line down. Lashon Acher, he gives a different rendering of this entire Gemara. V'ur Ikar. And he actually starts it from the Mishnah. So he starts, Almana l'kohen gadol. Girusha v'halutza l'kohen idiot. This is all from the Mishnah now. Mina erusin lo yochlu betruma. Good. Mina erusin they cannot eat betruma. That's good to be meir. Now, ben bebat kohen, ben bebat Yisrael kamayri, which means it's talking about all cases. It's talking about whether a bat kohen married a kohen. Now that case we understand a bat kohen married a kohen. So the bat kohen normally eats teruma by a father. We call that ben asha by her father's house, but once she marries the kedushin already is questionable beisur. So the Rabbi Meir says she must stop eating from ben asha. Good. Now what's the case of bat Yisrael? So that she says bebat kohen kedeparishit. I explained you the bat kohen case already. Bebat Yisrael va'alibad de mishnah rishona de amar beketubot. Now the question about bat Yisrael is like this: bat Yisrael marries a kohen, kiddushin. Now, the rule is, by Bat Yisrael, we know that already the Hachamim made a gezerah at the time of the kiddushin, that normally in the Torah, b'shat kiddushin, she'd be able to eat teruma from this kohen, from her husband-to-be, the mikudash. But what do we say? Rabbis made a takana, don't eat teruma, because she might take teruma from the mikudash, the kohen, bring it home to her family, and feed her brothers and sisters. So therefore, the Chaura, that she's learning the case, is talking about a Bat Yisrael that married, that made Kiddushin to a Kohen. What do I need Rabbi Meir to come along and say it's Yisud Rabbanan? It's Yisud anyway, Mit Rabbanan. What do I mean Rabbi Meir? Asum Mit Rabbanan. It's Asum anyway. So that she says, no, the Hiddush is, according to the Gemara Ketubot, Higi Azman Velo Nis'u Ochlot Mishelo Ve'ochlot Betruma. Mishnah Ketubot says like this: when do we say that she can eat teruma midrabanan as long as there's kiddushin? But let's say they made a date for the wedding. They made a date for the nisuin. Okay? Once that date comes, And let's say the man does not give the nisuin. They made a date for the nisuin. He doesn't make the nisuin. From the time that they made the date already, and the date comes, already she starts eating already. She starts eating mishelo. He has to support her. How long is she going to wait without support? She has to support her, and also she gets to eat terumah. So there is a case where technically the rabbis were not going to say it. A bat Yisrael can start eating terumah from the time of the scheduled nisuin. And to that, the kamar bimeir, and on that scenario, kamar bimeir almana lekohen gadol afal pi de kedushav kedushin. וקניין כספוי לא תאכל בתרומה כשאר הארוסות לכהן שאוכלות מן התורה. מהי טעמה? תמשתמרת לביאת עבירה. And still the BBS says, at that point when normally we would allow a bat Yisrael to start eating tiruma after already the time passed, we're already now the nisuin supposed to take place and it didn't, still the BBS says, don't eat. Why? Nusavara, mishtameret lebi'ah asura. Which means, since she's destined now to make bi'ah asura, like we learned, so therefore, is osir. And the Bi'el Azar and the Bi'el Shimon say no. Once already the time of the su'in came, we don't make a isur over here. Bottom line, she's allowed to eat terumah, let her eat terumah. Even though she's mishtameret lebi'ah asura, it doesn't matter. She continues with the Bi'el Azar and the Bi'el Shimon. Makshidim, that kinyan kaspoi. Kinyan kaspoi means once you make a kiddushin on a lady, it's considered kinyan kaspo. And the law is, who eats teruma? Anybody that the Kohen technically owns. Kinyan kaspo, that he made, I don't say owns, but say made an acquisition on. So therefore, bottom line, he made kiddushin on this lady. It's kinyan kaspo. You're right, the kiddushin's be isur, but the kiddushin's hal. And therefore, bottom line, it's kinyan kaspo, he eats. And I don't make a gezerah that he can't eat because she's destined to make a bi'ah. In the when he makes the bi'ah, she's isur, it's halala. But until he makes the bi'ah, the bi'ah zarev yishom say, uter betruma. So therefore, what we did in this Rashi, just so you can appreciate it, Rashi redefined the case of the Mishnah. Till this point, we learned in the Mishnah, it's only talking about a Bat Kohen to a Kohen. That's what we learned till now. That's what Rashi explained in the Mishnah as well. So we also, Bat Kohen to Kohen, what's the Terumah factor we're discussing? Ben Asha, from a father's house. So he said that once she makes the Kiddushi Avera, so then everybody, she loses her father's Terumah, she can't go home anymore. Now that she can, we're talking about the second case as well. We're talking about even a Yisrael, we're talking about a Bat Yisrael that married a Kohen. Bat Yisrael married a Kohen, well, there's no Ben Asha in this case, no eating home. So what's the Terumah that she eats? The Kohen's Terumah. But what do you mean? Already the rabbis will say not to eat the terumah. So what does it mean coming to say? When she makes kiddushin, she's asur. She's asur anyway, about Yisrael. And although there's a certain point where she becomes permissible, right? After the time of the nisuin was supposed to take place. And to that, the Bimiyah says, even at that point, she remains be asur for a new reason. Because she's destined for a bi'ah, pesula, whereas a bi'ah, azar bishmon, or not, goes in. Continue Rashi's. Nitarmelu o nitgarshu. מן הכהנים הללו, מן האירוסין, כשרות להינשא לכהנים. Which means, if let's say they got, נתרמלו נתגרשו, they got divorced מן הכהנים הללו, like the case of the Mishnah, מן האירוסין, from אירוסין, כשרות להינשא לכהנים. Now, אם נתעלמנו, וגבי גירושה עם בת כהני, כשרה לתרומה, which means, if let's say she became an almana, so she's permissible to Kohen. She could go marry a regular Kohen Ejot. If she was, let's say, a Girusha, so she can't marry a Kohen Ejot anymore, but she would be permissible to go home to eat Terumah. Why? Because even the Bimir is not good, that is no potential of Bia Pesula anymore. Because the guy is not around. So that's this matir that. Mina Nisuin Pesula, the Shavi Halala. Once it's Nisuin, there's a Bia Halala, she cannot have Terumah. Now that she, the next Rashi is on the Gemara already. Rabbi Meir's opening statement. Uma kedushe reshut. Now how does Rashi learn kedushe reshut? Yisrael shekidesh bat Yisrael. It makes a new case. Till now we learned kedushe reshut is talking about a Yisrael, that a bat Yisrael that marries a Kohen. So now that she says, you know what kedushe reshut is? A regular case, Yisrael to a bat Yisrael. There's no terumah bechlal. Chikidet Yisrael says, "En machila betuma." Obviously, there's no potential of teruma over here. Kidushia avera kigon elu lokol sheken. However, במקום אחר, אפילו נסה תאמר בקדושי עבירה שיש לו אחים ברויה לו, right, but קדושי עבירה, there is potential to feed תרומה somewhere else. So therefore, Rashi in the second shot changed two things. He changed, number one, the way he learned the Mishnah, he added the case of Bat Yisrael to a Kohen, right? And then when he learned the case over here of Kedushei Reshut, right? In the beginning of the Gemara, he learned Kedushei Reshut, talking about a Bat Kohen, a Kedushei Reshut is a Yisrael to a Kohen. And then he came along, he didn't like that language over there, so he learned the case he's talking about, a Kedushei Reshut, a Yisrael to a Bat Yisrael, where there's no Terumah Bichlal. And therefore, the Gemara comes along and says, that should be a Kavah Homer, and Achamim, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, reject the Kavah Homer. I will go a little further, then we'll go see another piece of this Rashi. Comes the Gemara further and says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, Pesua Daka, Kohen, Shekidesh Bat Yisrael. Then let's discuss the Pesua Daka. Pesua Daka is a fellow that the testicles of the person were crushed. This person is not allowed to marry into the kahal. Lo yavo pesua daka bekal Hashem. Right? There's isur lav on anybody marrying this person. Okay? We'll see exactly who he's able to marry, but the regular Yisrael in the kahal, he cannot marry. So now what happened with this pesua daka? He's a pesua daka kohen on top of it, okay? Shekidesh Bat Yisrael. So he got married to a Bat Yisrael. So what's the She'elah going to be over here? Well, obviously the Kiddushin over here is Kiddushi Avera. Right. Now the She'elah is he Machir Terumah? Because he is a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Banu l'machloket Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon. This is the machloket of our Mishnah. Why? Rabbi Meir da'amar mishtamiret nebi'a pesula de'oraita lo akhla. Taname lo akhla. The Bimir says, any time a lady's mishtamiret for a bi'ah pesulam deoraita, she doesn't eat terumah. So this is a classical case. Because bottom line, at this point, you're right, it's only kiddushin. But she's mishtamiret the bi'ah pesulah, because if she consummates this marriage, already it's a bi'ah pesulah, therefore she cannot be ochel terumah, even at the time of the kiddushin. Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon da'amni mishtamir l'bi'ah pesulah de'oraita achla. But according to Rabbi Shimon, let's say mishtamir l'bi'ah pesulah, she eats, so therefore haname achla. So here also she can be okay at the time of the kedushin nashi, bottom nashi psua daka mishtamiret l'bi'ah pesulah de'oraita. Okay, that's clearly mishtamir l'bi'ah pesulah, because she got back, you say cannot be with a Psua daka. Next Rashi on top. Haname achla. Why de kinyan kaspoi. Ve ochelet devar Torah. Ve ad de ba'ala de shavya halala achla. Which is ba'ala, the psua daka was a kohen. He's still a kohen. The psua daka doesn't take away from his kahanut. Therefore, what's the law of a kohen? Whenever he makes kiddushin on a person, that person becomes kinyan kaspo. And what's the name of kinyan kaspo? They eat. So they have a Bama, he made Kiddushin according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Kinyan Kaspo, Ma'achil, Bekturbay. And they don't care, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, about the Bi'ah, Pesulah that's going to follow. Once it follows, the Chalamish becomes a Halala. But until then, it is permissible. So really, that's the Gemara. I want to say that this case of Pesua Daka Kohen is really a similar dynamic of our Mishnah. Right, where a lady's mishtamiret lebi'ah pesulah, and that's the machlok, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. This is a classic case of mishtamiret lebi'ah pesulah. So the Gemara says, wait. Ad kan lo ka'amri Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon hatam, ela diyesh to la'achil b'makom acher. Hold on. Our Mishnah, maybe the reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was lenient is because we're talking about a regular Kohen that married a Bat Yisrael, or a Bat Kohen, however you want to learn. But bottom line, the Kohen of our Mishnah is a regular legal Kohen. He could be Ma'achil Terumah somewhere else. So therefore, in this case, maybe we're talking about a regular Kohen, then the Bi'al Azim is more lenient. However, Aval Hakha, De'en lo la'achil b'makom acher lo, which means there's no lady that's permissible to him. A Psua Daka cannot be Ma'achil Terumah, really. Because he cannot marry anybody. So maybe this case is worse. Who told you that the Elazar ben Shimon will be mekil? Just because they were mekil by a Kohen, who told you to be mekil by a Psua Daka Kohen? Legally, can a psua that can be machil anybody? The Chavarah, no, he can't marry anybody. So the Gemara says, no. Which means the daughter of Gerim. Let's say you have a case over here. We'll take the case which the Gemara is going to bring later on. Let's say the father is a Ger, the mother was Jewish. Okay? That daughter over there, Bat Gerim, the Chavarah, there is an opinion that will say that Bat Gerim is allowed to marry a psua daka. What's going to be the logic? The Torah says, "Psua daka lo yavo bekal Hashem." There's a whole mahlok, and we'll see in the Gemara, are Gerim considered kahal? Are they the kahal or not? Some say, yeah, once they convert, they're like kahal like everybody else. And others say, no, even when they convert, they're still not kahal. Nafkamina, can they marry a psua daka? So the Gemara says over here, what do you mean? If you're going to say that Gerim are allowed to marry a psua daka, so psua daka is machil, Gerim. So they are machil. Maybe they're not machil regular Yisrael, but give me machil Gerim. So the Gemara hold it. This question of Bat Gerim, Legabe Psua Daka, that's a very big controversy. We're going to see later on in the Gemara, Yohanan asked this question to the Rabbi Yoshaya, and the Rabbi Yoshaya didn't even have an answer to this question. So therefore, don't bring me that's the case. This is a major quandary. You have to bring me a case where we have clarity on. Is a psua daka machil or not? And don't bring me the bat gerim case. Bat gerim case is a controversy that we're going to see later on. So comes Gemaran says, right, and she says, lekaman b'shmartin v'lo pashitle, im machila b'turma or lo? He didn't even have an answer. Is he machil turma to bat gerim or not? So the Gemara says, itmar Abaye amar, Abaye says, I'll tell you where he's machil. Ho'il u'machila b'lo yada'a. Now, what's the case of lo yada? A lady, regular, let's say, Bat Yisrael, got married to a regular Kohen. Beautiful. Beautiful marriage. Everything's fine. It was bi'ah. She's ochele teruma from her husband. Everything's good. All of a sudden, unbeknownst to her, let's say, the husband became a psua daka. In the middle of their marriage. They did not have bi'ah. Okay? Bottom line, but at that point, below yada'ah. At that point, she still eats teruma. So technically, Abi says, you have a case that a psua daka is ma'achil teruma. Look at Rashi. Below yada'ah. Haya nasui kohen isha. Kohen is married to isha. Ve'ochelet betruma. Ve'na'ase psua daka. Uba aleha. If you had relations after psua daka, lo tochal betruma. Why? Teshavya halala. We know that. Once a lady has a bi'ah with a psula, she becomes halala. That's no question. Did it be'ala l'psula? However, ve'im lo yada'a mishana asa psua daka. Let's say they don't have relations. Lo yada'a ve'im means no relations. Like ve'adam yada'a tishto. So therefore, if let's say lo yada'a, they do not have relations after psua daka, harezu ochelet. Meaning, bottom line, she still eats truma. So, but yes, you have a case. So therefore, the case is an algas tamishna. A kohen is ma'achil, and a psua daka is ma'achil. Who is he ma'achil? You're right, he's ma'achil in a far-fetched case, but bottom line, he's ma'achil. Comes the Gemara and says, Rava Amar, a different scenario. Ho'il u'ma'achila ba'abadav v'shifchotav ha'kena'anim. Which means, bottom line, a psua daka, kohen, is ma'achil. Who's he ma'achil to? Didn't we say, a kohen is ma'achil to kinyan kaspo? Who else is Kinyan Kaspo? His slaves. Abadav, Shifchotav. So therefore he is Machil. Might not mean Machil to regular people that you get married to, but he's Machil to his workers. Now, so Abaye and Rava really answered the question that we had. Our question was, I Psua Daka is not Machil. Abaye and Rava say he is Machil. Now we just have to understand, why didn't Abaye like Rava's answer, and why didn't Rava like Abaye's answer? Abaye lo amar ki Rava. Why? Because Rabbah's answer was, he's ma'achil to the servants. So the Gemara, Abaye doesn't like that. Why? Kinyan di'ishut mekinyan di'ishut yalfinan, velo yalfinan, kinyan di'ishut mekinyan da'avadim. We're trying to learn a case over here that ma'achil from ishut,
for marriage, which is like the case of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah was on a Kohen married an Eshet Yisrael, that the Ishut is being machil. We're discussing the case of Psua Daka. Psua Daka is a case where he married a lady, right? Made a kiddushin to the lady. We're discussing, give me a case that the Ishut is ma'akhil, right? From kiddushin. You bring me a case that he's ma'akhil from Abadim. Abadim is not from the Ishut. Abadim is not. That's inyan of a kinyan kasmum. It's not inyan kiddushin. So you want to bring me a proof, bring me similar to similar. Show me a case that the Psua Daka is ma'akhil from Ishut. And that's what Abaye did that. Because what was Abaye's case? Got married. If they got married, became a psua daka. So there's Yishut over here. And still what? Before that bi'ah, she's permissible to eat terumah. So you see a case psua daka is ma'achil in Yishut. Therefore, it's similar to the case of Al Mishnah. Al Virava lo amar kabaye. But how come Rava didn't like Abaye's scenario? Where the case is talking about he's ma'achil in the late middle before the bi'ah. Says shani hatam shikevar achla. So no, the reason why she's eating over there, not because psua daka, because she ate already. Her validity to eat is because before she became a psua daka, he became a psua daka, she was eating. It was a regular marriage to a kohen. So the Gemara says, what are you talking? The Abaye shekevar achla lo amrinan. Abaye doesn't go with the sivara shekevar achla. Why? Di'i lo temahi. Because if you're going to go with the sivara, you want to go with the sivara of shekevar achla. Bat Yisrael shenisit lekohen umit. Take a regular case. Bat Yisrael married a kohen. Could she eat teruma? Yes. Bat Yisrael married a kohen. Yes. Umit. And then the husband, the kohen, died. Tichul. According to you, Rava, she should eat. Why? Shekevar achla. Because she ate already. And we know that's not true. Rava says that's not a fair question. The Rava hatam paka kinyana. Over there, the kinyan is paka. Once the kohen husband dies, there's no more kinyan. However, acha lo paka kinyana. Over here, the guy's still around. He's still alive. And therefore, lo paka kinyana. And therefore, in the chlebi, he became a psua daka. But since he's still around, so the kinyan that he made is still valid. But it's not coming from psua daka. According to Rava, it's coming from the original kinyan that he made. She continues from the original kinyan, the achla. So therefore, it's not considered according to Rava psua daka that's ma'achil. Who's being ma'achil? Kohen's being ma'achil. So you didn't bring me a case of Abaye of psua daka that's ma'achil. So basically, that's the machlok between Abaye and Rava. And the Gemara once said that is indeed the machloket between Rav Oshaya, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir in this case. Lema'aseh, Pesua Daka, Kohen marries a Bat Israel, let's say, Kiddushin, Banu Nebachloket, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. Ali Bat Rabbi Meir, Eno Ma'achila. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ken Ma'achila. Aye, the case is not similar to Amishnah. It is similar, because just like the coin of Amishnah is ma'achil b'makom acher, Psua Daka is also ma'achil b'makom acher. Either to his wife, in the case of Lo Yada, or legabe his avadim. Or could he eat them, or could he eat them. Comes the Gemara says, Gufa. We have a statement. Ba'amine Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Oshaya. Right? Rabbi Yochanan asked from Rabbi Oshaya. Psua Daka Kohen. Shenasa bat gerim. No, this is the case. Mao shi achilena betruma. So you have a psua daka, kohen, married bat gerim, the daughter of converts. Mao shi achilena betruma. Can that psua daka ma'achil bat gerim truma? Ishtik velo amar le velamide. Moshaya did not answer the question. He was silent. Lesof, later on, another great man came and asked the Moshaya another question. And the Moshaya answered the question. Umanu, and who was that great person that asked the Moshaya the second question? Rish Lakish. So Amar de Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah Rabbi Moshaya. So Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah tells the Moshaya, Atu Rabbi Yohanan la Gavra Rabbahu. What, he's not a Hashuv Gam? You only answered the Shakish's question. You didn't answer Rabbi Yochanan's question? Well, what's the matter? He's not a Gavra Rabba? Amar le de kaba'e minay milta delet la patre. He asked me a question that there's no answer to. Which means we cannot solve this question. That she says, She'en dagot abach et. She'en ani yodeya lefarsha. Which means I don't know how to solve this question. I said, I don't think I wasn't answering him because I didn't hold of Rabbi Yohanan. He asked me a good question. It's hard to answer such a question. Why? So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is talking. Leman, which means the question that was asked, a bat kiri marrying a psuad daka kohen. Who are you asking? Alibada, which shita? There's a few shitot that discuss this topic. Who was the question asked, Alibad? What's your opinion? Leman, either Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda? Ben bikdushate ka'e, ben la bikdushate ka'e, lo akhla. Now, let's discuss the two problems that you have with a psua daka kohen, so we can go through this Gemara. The two problems you can have is, number one, if the psua daka retains kedushat kohen, so then already you're going to have issues on who is he allowed to be. Well, he has the ability to be ma'achil seemingly because he still retains the kedushat of a kohen, but now he's going to have issues on who he's going to be allowed to marry if he loses his kedushat. If he loses his kedushat, but you tell me there's no kedushat over here, so he's just a regular psua daka. So now he also has issues who he could marry. The Kiddushah is a Kohen issue. But even if you take away the Kiddushah issue, he's still a Psuah Daka. So you're going to have to figure out a way, his legality to marry anybody. If he's just a Psuah Daka, if he's a Kiddushah, if the Kiddushah is on him also, now we have to calculate the connection that he has to Kihuna. So the Gemara wants to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Kohen Psuah Daka retains Kiddushat Kohen, or whether he doesn't retain Kiddushat Kohen, no matter how you want to look at it, lo achla, he will not be able to be ma'achil a bat yirim teruma. Why? Gemara speaks it out. I bikdushate ka'e lo achla deha amar mor, because we have a statement, bat gir zakar, the daughter of a male convert. What's the case? Father's a convert, mother's a Jewess. Okay, the daughter of a ger zakar, kebat halal zakar, has a deen of a daughter of a halal zakar. What's the deen of a daughter of a halal zakar? She's halala. Which means, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is over here that a daughter of a convert, for all practical purposes, is a halala. So therefore, nothing to talk about. If she's going to go with this psua daka, she's a halala. Of course, she cannot ma'achil. Now, for some reason, as she says, if she's goes with the psua daka and has bi'ah, she'll be forbidden. I don't know why that she has to say has to have bi'ah. How does she be forbidden? If you're calling her a halala, she's forbidden off the bat. But look at the lashon of Rashi. As she says, "Bekdushate ka'e," right? If he retains his kedushah, lekama meperik aare mebayalan, kohen psua daka mahu begiyoret. The Gemara later on is going to ask, what about a kohen psua daka with a giyoret, right? "Bekdushate ka'e vaasur vahacha ben bekdushate ka'e kohen anasa psua daka ben bekdushat kohen ka'e vaasur bechol asurot lekuna." Well, if he's still acquainted, he's a suit to all ladies that are forbidden to the kuna. Ben la bikdushateke ve'en muzar medisa isha peguma lo achla. And still he's going to be forbidden if he loses his kedusha. Continue Rashi. I bikdushateke lo achle deha marmor bat ger zakhar ke bat halal zakhar. U bat halal pesula le kuna. Do we know? The daughter of a halal, just like a halal is forbidden, the daughter of a halal also is forbidden. Beperik asra yuhasin. The kevan de bikdushateke, and since he's telling me he retains his kedusha, lo achla. Why? The amrinan arezu pesula lo the asa'a halala bebiato. That she says she becomes a halala bebiato, and therefore, you tell me, if someone that Kohen marries a ger, well, if you say she has a kedusha, she's halala. She cannot eat teruma on that side of the equation. And why it to be ah exactly? She'ela. Continue the Gemara. Now, if you're going to tell me, let's say he loses his kedusha. So, if he loses his kedusha, so he's a regular psua daka regular. So, I'm not worried about the fact that she's a halala. A regular guy can marry a halala. Oh, so what's the issue? Lo achlabat.
Da amrinan kehal gerim ikri kehal. Rabbi Yehuda says, gerim are considered kehal. And therefore, since gerim are considered kehal, still isur. Because it says, lo yavo psua daka bekal Hashem. So even on the side that you got rid of the kehuna aspect, you still have the psua daka aspect, and gerim according to Rabbi Yehuda considered kehal. And therefore, she's forbidden. Nashi, v'ila b'kedushatei ka'e, v'ena asura lo mishum kedushat kohen, afilu achi lo achla. Why? She'asura lo mishum pisua daka. De'amad kehal gerim, ikri kehal. That's pluktad Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef. That's machlok later in Asara Yuhasin, in Kedushin. But the point is that Rabbi Yehuda holds kehal gerim is ikri kehal. So therefore, kehal gerim is ikri kehal. So even if you want to tell me he doesn't have the Kiddusha, let's say the Kiddusha goes off, should have the Hadara issue, the bottom line, it's still Isur of Samimman Nafshach. If it's B'Kiddusha Ka'e, that he has his Kiddusha, he's not Ma'akhil. Why is he not Ma'akhil? Because she has the status of a Halala. Halala, she's pursued. Now if he loses his Kiddusha, if he loses his Kiddusha of Kohen, then he's not Ma'akhil, Bechlau. And what? He doesn't have Kiddushat Kohen, the day cannot be Ma'akhil. But what? Rabbi Yehuda says even the marriage is not going to be a marriage. Why? Because he holds that Gerim are considered Kahal, and this is already Isur. So if no matter how you look at it, he's not eating. B'kiddushat Ka'eh, where he has power to be Ma'akhil, not in this case, because she's Halala, but Gerim. He doesn't have Kiddushah. Well, he doesn't have Kiddushah, so therefore he lost the Kiddushah of the Kehunah. So therefore, technically, there would be no problem say, to marry this Bat Kerim from the Halala aspect. But bottom line, still cannot marry the Bat Kerim, because bottom line, they're considered Kahal. And Psuwa Daka cannot take somebody from the Kahal. So they were on both sides, not Ma'akil. So if you're going to go like Rabbi Yehuda, the questions are not a question. No matter how you look at this Psuwa Daka Kohen, he does not have the ability to be Ma'akil. Oh, but let's go according to the other Shita, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says Kahal Gerim is not considered Kahal. And then what technically a psua daka should be allowed to marry a ger. So the Gemara says, "V'il Rabbi Yosef ben b'kedushate ka'e ben la b'kedushate ka'e achla." According to Rabbi Yosef, the other way, exact opposite. Whether the kohen retains his kedusha, whether he doesn't retain his kedusha, achle can eat. How? B'kedushate ka'achla. How can he eat b'kedusha? I thought we said you have a problem of the bad ger is a halal. Well, not according to Rabbi Yosef. Deha amar mor. Oh, deha amar. Af ger shenasa giyoret bito keshera lekeuna. Rabbi Yosef says, even if it's the daughter of a ger and a giyoret, not only bad ger zachar, even if it's the daughter of mother ger, mother giyoret, father ger, the child is kasher lekeuna. Also, very good. Not a halal. It's a regular Yisrael. Beautiful. So, Kedusha Tekae. I don't care if you're a Kohen. Meaning, you have the Kedusha of the Kohen. You're right. You cannot marry halal. She's not a halala. She's a mutar. But, Ger Vigioret, mutar. So, therefore, in that side of the equation, he's Ma'akhir. Oh, he loved Kedusha Tekae. But let's say he doesn't have that Kedusha of the Kohen. It was a Kohen Suadaka. Kachla. She can still eat. Why? The Amar Kehal Gerim Lo Ekri Kehal, because he holds Rabbi Yosef, that is Kehal Gerim is not considered Kehal. So if Kehal Gerim is not considered Kehal, he's allowed to marry her. The Psuah Daka is not going to be a problem to marry this Bat Gerim, because they're not considered Kehal. Not considered Kehal, the marriage is considered a marriage. So bottom line, that's the Gemara is really saying, that according to the Yohanan, that he asked the question of Moshe Haya, Ali Badamar, who he asked? Ali Badar Biyuda, no matter how you look at this coin, Psuwa Daka, Ben Bekdushate, Ben Shlo Bekdushate, anyways, that can be Ma'akhir, on both sides. According to the Biyose, whether you look at Bekdusha, not Bekdusha, he's going to be Ma'akhir. So, who's the question asked? Like, how are all the sides already drawn? So the Gemara says, let's go and quote this Tana. We have a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Isha Bat Gerim. I have a lady, the daughter of Gerim, Lo Tenase Lekehuna. She cannot marry to the Kehuna Ad Shete Imam Israel. Which means her mother has to be from Israel. That's Ali Bad Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.
that for a giyoret to be kasher lekeuna, she has to have at least her mother was Jewish. So comes again what it says, ve'hachi kame ba'ile. Oh, so this is the question that he had. Kashrut mitosfaba ve'achla. Do we say that the fact that her mother was Jewish, she has added kashrut, and therefore she would be ochel, or do we say kedusha mitosfaba ve'lo achla? Now, what does this mean? Kashrut mitosfaba, kedusha mitosfaba. So look at that. She says kashrut itosfaba ve'reuya lekehuna. Which means she's considered kasher, that what, when her mother's Jewish, that she'll be able now to marry, let's say, kohen. Means she's not considered halal, but she didn't get extra kedusha le'ikruye kahal. So it's like she's middle. She has kashrut, she's legal, in the sense that she doesn't become a halala in this case, so therefore she can marry the Kohen, but she doesn't become Kedushat Yisrael to say that she's going to become like Kahal, and then when she's still alive, because she's allowed to go with the Psuwa, Daka, Umutir Psuwa Daka, V'okel Meman Avshach. She can eat no matter what. De'ina me b'kdushate ka'e. If you want to say he still has the status of a Kohen, that he can marry, not marry Pesulim, Harez Umutirit lo. Umeshum Psuwa Daka, lo mitzar ba, dehal okhli Kahal. So on that side, you just want to say kashrut nitosvaba. What is the mother being Jewish do for? You want to say the mother being Jewish gives her kashrut. So I'll say beautiful kashrut, but not kedusha. Kashrut meaning she's not a halala, but she doesn't become kahal. I don't care what you call the husband, this kohen. Call him kedusha, call him not kedusha. The man of shach, he could be ma'achil. Or do you say next rashi? Or dilma kedusha name itosvaba. Maybe I'll say no. Maybe the fact the mother was Jewish, now she gets also kedusha v'kahal ikri, and therefore she has the din of kahal v'asura lefsua daka v'lo achla, and therefore it's going to be asura. So she brings another lishna harina. He rejects the lishna harina, and that's the way we're learning. So therefore the question was alibad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That says what? If the mother is Jewish and the father was a ger, so therefore he comes along and says that what? In this case over here, Isha bat kedmutas lagoyim, the Imam Yisrael. So we want to know, when you say Imam Yisrael, what does Imam Yisrael do? Does it bring kashrut or does it bring kedusha? If you want to say it brings kashrut, beautiful. Kashrut means Isha napsu lekehuna, doesn't bring kedusha, so she's not considered kahal. I don't care what the guy is. Marry, machi betruma. But if you want to say no, the fact that the mother is Yisrael, already kedusha tosvaba, kedusha tosvaba, now already she's considered kahal. She's considered kahal. She cannot marry this psuadaka. Therefore, she cannot obviously eat truma. So the question was Alibad Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because Alibad Rabbi Yosef, even if the father and the mother are getting, the child is permissible. The kehuna. So therefore, the question was not alibad to him. The question was only alibad the one that says, if you have a mother that's Jewish and the father was a convert, so the daughter is okay. The question is like about what? The mother, does kashrut be mosif, or does the child kashrut mosifina, or kedusha mosifina? That's alibad Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay. So comes the Gemara, which means according to the Gemara, let me speak for a second. If the mother was Jewish and the father was a Ger, that child can marry Kehuna, a regular Kehuna. We're not discussing regular Kehuna. We're discussing now Psuad Daka Kohen. So you have to factor that in. So if you want to say that, well, if only Kashrut was Nitosvaba, good, but she's not considered Kahal, so the Psuad Daka case, no problem. But if you want to say that, no, the mother's Jewish and the father Kedushai to Svaba, and she's considered full-fledged kahal, so now the Psuah Daka case, she's out. And if we cannot be ma'achil, Teruma comes Gemara and says, Tashema. Now we're going to get the answer. Ki ata Rabbi Aha bar Hanina midroma, when he came from the south, ata v'aitem nita biyadeh. Right, he came, he brought a braita in his, with him, and what did it say? Minayin lipsua daka kohen. Shenasa bat gerim shemachila betruma. Oh, how do you know that a bat kohen? I'm sorry, that a kohen suadaka that married bat gerim. How do you know that he's machil truma? Shneimar vechohen ki yichne nefesh kinyan kaspo. Right, kinyan kaspo is acquisition. Yoka halbo, because you can eat. Like what Rav says, Leman. Now, who was this question asked? Adibad Rabbi Yehuda cannot be asked. Ha Amar ben Begdushatekeh, ben la Begdushatekeh, lo achla. Vin Rabbi Yoseh, lama likera. Ha Amar ben Begdushatekeh, ben la Begdushatekeh, achla. Which means, Adibad Rabbi Yehuda, I don't need this question. This whole question is not a question, because Vadai is going to be asur, like we learned. Adibad Rabbi Yoseh, he's matir. He says she's not considered a halalah, she's not considered kahal, and therefore you have no problem. The must be this quandary was asked, Alibad Rabbi Yaakov, that says when the mother's Jewish and the father's not, so the child is permissible, the keuna, v'shmamina, kashrut itosva ba, v'akhla, shmamina. And the question was what? Suadaka. Suadaka kohen to a Giyoret. So therefore, it must be Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. We said there's no question. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, it's no question. Must be the question was answered by Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov. And what is the answer in the Gemara? Mutar. Must be what? Kashrut etos rabba. That she's only kashim, she's not a halala, but she's not considered kahal. Therefore, no problem to marry him to other kah, because halala she isn't. Kahal she isn't. Therefore, it's a legal marriage. He's a kohen. Kinyan kaspo, like we said. Bottom line, it's his acquisition. And therefore, he can marry him to the Masul Maaseh. We have the three shitot. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, not machil. Alibad Rabbi Yosef, always machil. Alibad Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov, yes, in the case where the mother is Jewish, she can be machil teruma as well. Comes the Gemara says, Shmat mina, itmar, Rav Amar, Rav says, Yesh chupa lipsulot. Shmuel Amar, en chupa lipsulot. What is this case of it? Taprashi. Kohen Gadol, Sheikhnis Almana, Bat Kohen, Lechupa. The guy did, he's a Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to marry an Almana. What did he do? He took her straight to the Chupa. Velo Ba'aleha. He did not have any Bi'ah. Umi'ikara Namen Lo Kidsha. He didn't make any Kiddushin over here. Afidu Ahi Pasla Mitruma de Benasha Dehupa Kiknisat Be'ila Damya. Which means he skipped the Kiddushin level over here. He went straight, put her on her chupa, made Yehud, let's say, right? Went together, they did what's called the chupa. He went to the Nisu'in stage. Now, according to the opinion of Rav, Yesh chupa lipsulot. And therefore, she is considered halachically like she was be'ulana. And therefore, she's a bat kohen. She loses her status to go home and eat terumah. Just on the chupa. He didn't touch her. But just the fact that he put her under a chupa or made yehud with her, l'shem chupa, chupa kibi'ila, and therefore she loses her status. She's like a halala. She becomes like a halala. She loses her status. Okay? He took her in the house, l'shem nisu'in. Okay? So comes again what says, and what's according to Shmuel? Shmuel what? En chupa lipsulot. He says, no, there's no chupa lipsulot. According to Rav, chupa's posel ha, which is even though it doesn't make a kinyan over here, think about it. Because bottom line, there was no kiddushin. He just went and took her in the house, l'shem nisu'in. Doesn't matter. He still holds what? That it's osera. She entered the chupa, like she entered herself into a situation where it usually can be done through bi'ah. Let's get ready, it's posel. Shmuel says no. He says chupat kohen with pesulek kuna is nothing. When there's no kiddushin, it's nothing, not posel at all. We don't consider it as if it's even mishtamir lebi'ah pesula. Remember, we learned the quote to Rabbi Meir, we said mishtamir lebi'ah pesula, right? If she's on the way to make a bi'ah pesula, this is not even mishtamir lebi'ah pesula. There's no kiddushin that came before this over here. It's nothing, this is chupa. So therefore, it's not going to render her asur. So Kavzik Abraham says, Amar Shmuel umodeli Abba. He says, Abba agrees to me. Who's Abba? Rav. Okay, he called Rav Abba, because Rav was older than him. So he says, and Abba agrees to me, Rav agrees to me, Betinoket, Pechuta mibat shalosh shanim v'yom ehad. Let's say you have a girl. She's less than 3 years and one day. Ho'ir ve'en la bi'ah en la chupa. Jesus said, he'll agree to me that if a Kohen Gadol took a girl less than 3 years old, lechupah, even Rav is going to agree that that chupah is not going to be posela. That she says, "Huil ve'en nabiya, en bi'ata posalta mitrumat abiha." In chupata posota, which means if somebody has bi'ah with a girl, bat kohen, less than 3 years old, such bi'ah does not make her a halala. So therefore, just like the bi'ah would not posela, certainly the chupah is not going to be posela. Which all we're talking about over here is somebody that bi'ah could be posela. But a girl less than 3 years old, since bi'ah is not posela from eating terumah, so certainly chupah is not going to be posela. Comes Gemara and says, "Amar Rava, afanan namitanina." We learned this. Bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Let's say you have a girl, 3 years and one day, mitkadeshet b'bi'ah. Already, a bi'ah is a bi'ah, and therefore somebody made kiddushin b'bi'ah. Kiddushin is kiddushin. Ve'im ba galeha yavam kana. Not enough coming out with a three-year-old. She fall to yibum. Yibum is kone with bi'ah, and therefore the three-year-old one day is nikneed b'bi'ah. V'hayavim aleha mishum eshet ish. Let's say she was married to somebody, right? Somebody gave a kiddushin, another guy went with her. Hayav now eshet ish. Umitame'a et bo'ala letamem mishkaf tachton ke'elyon. Which is normally when a person goes with a nida, he himself becomes tameh. Now a nida's tum'ah is a strict tum'ah on the lady, but it's less severe on the men. Meaning, a lady who's a nida, whatever she sits on, for example, she sits on a couch, the couch becomes an avatumah. It's called midras. The avatumah is able to metameh adam vechelim. Okay? The avatumah is able to be metameh. However, a fellow that goes with a nida, he also becomes tameh. But the akamim say his tum'ah becomes like a tum'ah of a zav. The clothes of a zav, actually. And the clothes of a zav are mitameh, things to make them erishon. Now erishon can only mitameh ochlin umashkin. So therefore, bottom line, they're saying, when a guy goes with a lady, who's a girl's with nida, 3 years in one day, if she's nida, he will become tameh, like the regular law of a guy going with a nida. Legabe what? Legabe mitameh bo'ala letameh mishkaf tahton. Mishkaf tahton means like a couch. Ke'elyon. Ke'elyon means like the clothes that a zav wears on top of him. Ke'elyono shel zav. I mean, just like the clothes of a zav can make a rishon, a fellow that goes with a nida, he makes what he sits on a rishon. Mashaik of the nida herself makes what she sits on a av. But the point is, a three-year-old girl, nida, is mitameh the husband. Now, niset la kohen, we continue the story. If, let's say, 3 years old and one day marries a kohen, ochel et betrumah. That's right. She's able to eat terumah like a regular teen. Ba'alea echad mikol ha'pesulin pasla. Which reads, if let's say one of the pesulin went with her, for example, as she says, kegon halal, natin, mamzir, almana l'kohen gadol, any pesulah that goes with her, what happens? Pasla, as she says, mitrumat betabiha. Like a regular din of a kohenet. Kohenet goes with one of the isurim. She becomes asura, and therefore she cannot eat teruma. So the Gemara says, "Bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad ud mifsela bibi'ah mifsela b'chupa." Since we just proved to you that a bi'ah of a three-year-old in one day is considered a bi'ah, so in that case Rav was talking that chupa alone can be posel. Because where bi'ah can be posel, chupa alone can be posel from eating teruma. Ha pechuta mebat shalosh nim yom echad. De lo mefsela mebi'ah, lo mefsela nameh bechupa. But less than 3 years old, then her bi'ah is not a bi'ah, so chupah is not going to be posel. Ba, shmak minna. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.